This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. A Louisiana teacher was handcuffed and forcibly removed from a school board meeting. Now, the clip I saw, I didn't see a lot of force. I mean, I saw her in handcuffs and he walked with her very calmly, but still, if you've ever been handcuffed, not by choice. It's not very fun. It's very uncomfortable, and there feels like there's a lot of force. But she was removed for, quote, questioning the superintendent's pay raise. Now, the school board has received death threats since then. So basically, on Monday, the Vermilion Parish School Board met to approve Superintendent Jerome Puyo's new contract. Daisha Hargrave disagreed with the board's decision to give him a raise, saying teachers and other employees have not received raises in several years. Okay, that makes some sense, right? At one point, an officer with the Abbeville City Marshal's Office approached Hargrave and told her to leave the room. A video showed Hargrave asking why she was being removed. The officer then escorts her out of the room. The video next shows Hargrave in handcuffs on the floor of the hallway, then being brought to a parking lot and placed in a police vehicle. So Hargrave, an English teacher at Renee Ross Middle School, was booked into the Abbeville City Jail on charges of resisting an officer and remaining after being forbidden. She was later released on bond. Now, school board president Anthony Fontana said Tuesday that the board offices were temporarily locked down after it received death threats from across the world. Fontana said the threats came from as far away as South America, Australia, and England, as well as other U.S. states. And the threats have been reported to the Vermilion Parish Law Enforcement and the FBI. Fontana said the officer who arrested Hargrave acted appropriately and that he stands by him 100%. His job was to make sure we have an orderly meeting. He knows what the law is, he knows what our policy is, and the officer did exactly what he's supposed to do. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union of Louisiana condemned her arrest. They said Daisha Hargrave's expulsion from a public meeting and subsequent arrest are unacceptable and raise serious constitutional concerns, according to the ACLU. The Constitution prohibits the government from punishing or retaliating against people or expressing their views, and the fact that a school teacher was arrested at a public meeting of the school board is especially troubling. So the big question I think we all have is, what's the video in between her being asked nicely to leave and then her being on the ground placed in handcuffs? Okay, did she get disorderly? Did she, and we'll talk about how, any sort of, I guess facility is kind of in a pickle when it comes to this, because peaceful demonstration is part of our constitutional right. But what if it starts to not get peaceful? And then who decides that? They say at least two board members are claiming that the board treats women unfairly. They say women have several times been told to leave meetings, while men who speak out have not been removed, according to board member Laura LaBeouf. When she realized she had to get out, she picked up her purse and walked out. Women in this parish are not getting the same treatment. So the question is if she did, if she was asked to leave, and she said, okay, she grabbed her purse to leave, why did she have to be handcuffed? Did she really leave that calmly, or did somebody decide that, well, nah, I want to really cement this and handcuff her? I don't know. We don't have the video, so we don't know. Fontana disagreed, saying he could recall two other times that a person was removed from a board meeting, and one of them was the husband of a board member. This is not a women's issue. So the, Paiu said Tuesday that his new contract pays him an annual salary of $148,000, which would put him at number 32 out of 69 superintendents in Louisiana. His previous salary was $110,000. He added that he had not received a raise since being in the job. He was named Vermilion Parish Superintendent-Elect in July 2012, took the position permanently in 2013, and I guess Hargrave said, "I have a serious issue with a superintendent or any person in a position of leadership getting any type of raise. I feel like it's a slap in the face to all the teachers, cafeteria workers, and other support staff. I would like to know when the last time the teachers got a raise. If they never got a raise, too, I agree with her 100%. If the teachers, however, have been getting increases and the superintendent hasn't, he has a right to get a raise. Who the hell would want to be a superintendent? I mean, you got to pay him something. You got to pay him enough to want to be there." But teachers have a point. She says, "We work very hard with very little to maintain the salaries we have. I've been teaching the last few years. Class sizes grow enormously." So there's no comment on when teachers last made a raise. However, teachers are underpaid. We know this. From what I understand, according to Louisiana Department of Education, U.S. News, Vermilion Parish teachers made an average of only $47,000. In 2015 and 2016, which is below the Louisiana average of $48,000. I had to give everybody raises. Why not? I mean, okay, so the big thing that we all are witnessing now is people have edited versions or clips of what happens. Now, mind you, when the poop is hitting the fan, nobody has time to videotape previously. You can't videotape prior. So once things get heated, that's when people start putting on their phones. Not to mention, a lot of us are running low on our, memory. I don't like downloading my pictures. I like keeping them all. So I'm low on memory. So no one's going to make an hour-long video of the whole entire session. Somebody now should. This school or this school board meeting, wherever this was held, should have had videos all over so that we could see what happened and why it went to, ma'am, can you please leave, to now being handcuffed. But just like that doctor, and I haven't heard lately, the doctor that was up on criminal charges, when the family was in the waiting room and got their money back and was leaving, but he had to come out and yell at them. Nobody has a video of why, after they got their money back, they didn't just leave. What was the exchange to make the doctor have to come out and say, "Look, you need to leave now"? So there's no video footage of that, but all you see is the doctor coming out yelling. And so you are not only in a society where everything you do can be videotaped, but it can be videotaped out of context. Now, I don't know, maybe Hargrave is completely innocent, maybe she's not, I don't know, but this is what the police are dealing with all the time. You see a police officer very nicely escort her out, but why did it get to that point? We don't have the video. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements settlements and other favorable programs, you may qualify for substantial savings. So get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I always like to look at Across the Pond. We talk about that many times on my show because as our healthcare system is pushing more and more towards a socialized system, I like to keep an eye on other countries' healthcare systems. And I get a lot of news coming out of Great Britain. And Daily Mail is reporting that three GPs a day, so three family docs a day, are seeking help for meltdowns as they take on workloads of unfilled vacancies and buckle under the pressure. So doctors are having meltdowns, according to this. They say some 981 GPs referred themselves to the GP Health Service, which was set up to help doctors suffering from stress or burnout. This was between the end of November and the launch of it January 30th, 2017. So, quote, practice meltdown is the most common reason for self-referral. They say GPs are making themselves ill by being too eager to take on the workloads of unfilled positions, causing them to buckle under pressure. According to General Practitioners Committee Chairman Dr. Richard Dutre, describing the situation as a baptism of fire. Research carried out last year revealed nearly 12% of GP positions are vacant in the UK, up from 6.4% in 2014. We don't have the numbers in America on how many positions are vacant, according, you know, from a family practice or primary care standpoint, especially since we fill a lot of those positions with nurse practitioners and physician assistants. But we do have shortages. We just don't have the numbers like we're being told by this. But they say 12% of GP positions are vacant. Why would anybody want to be in primary care? It's not glorified. You're paid the least. You work the hardest. It's not fun. So, according to Dr. Valtry, newly qualified GPs are being put in situations where experienced doctors are struggling to cope. He added that the use of GP health services highlights the need to address workload pressures so doctors can practice safely without putting themselves or their patients at risk. The biggest threat to you all in America with healthcare, it's not Obamacare. It's not the liberals. It's not, you know, medicine, you know, antibiotic resistance, that's a huge threat. But the biggest threat hitting you guys is going to be doctor burnout. You have a doctor that doesn't give a heart and doot? That's deadly. And doctors don't like to talk about that, and doctors don't like to admit it. Nobody likes to admit it. That's why we don't seek help. But once your doctor's like, you know what, I just got to get out of here. Okay, fine, you need a Z-Pak? Great. That's where you're misdiagnosed. Luckily, you have a certain amount of doctors in the UK going, I'm going to get myself seen. I'm going to get myself tested or checked or treated. But the average doctor doesn't do that. They don't have time. They say doctors make excellent patients and excellent recoveries with the right support. They say other reasons GPs are seeking help include receiving official complaints or discovering that they made a mistake as a result of their own mental health problems. Younger GPs also need assistance. They generally struggle to cope with the workloads and pressures of the job. So, many of you are probably sitting there going, okay, Dahlia, there is no way, Dr. Dahlia, but that's okay, there is no way I'm going to sit here and play a violin for doctors being burned out. We all have burnout. True. But you guys need to be aware of it. You need to be aware that you may be walking into a medical clinic or an urgent care or an ER where that doctor is exhausted, lack of sleep, just completely overwhelmed with a lot of these new opioid, you know, laws and regulations that states are requiring in terms of paperwork and counseling, etc. They feel underpaid, and they are. They have bills up the yin-yang with malpractice and staff and all the other issues that they have. They have their own health problems. You need to be able to identify if your medical provider is really into you and into your situation. Now, how do you tell if they're burned out? Well, they don't seem to listen. They seem to be more interested in getting you out of there. They cut you off and will diagnose you a little too quick. They won't explain why they came up with that diagnosis. Now you have the flu. Well, all I said is I have fever. You got the flu. All right, well, I would just go to another doctor at that point. Whereas a doctor that's probably a little less burned out, a little more into what's going on with you, go, look, you could have the flu, but let me ask you some more questions. Do you have this? Okay, so this is why I think you have the flu. If you had the flu, you would have, you see what I mean? Teach. The doctor's not spending time teaching. Now, let's say the doctor doesn't have time, or the medical provider doesn't have time. And that's happened with me, where I would be so behind, or my kids were sick, and I had to pick them up. What I would do is I would tell my patient, I'd be like, look, okay, I want to hear more about the other things you came in with, but I need to just concentrate on the one thing that brought you in here today. If you don't mind, we're only going to address one problem today. Let me know what that is. All right? It's just we are short on time, and I want to make sure I get at least your main, most pressing complaint in. Is it that your blood pressure medicine is running out? Is it that you're having chest pain? And I'll do it like that. And again, that's not a sign of burnout. That's just being honest. You can't do 8 problems in one visit. So, but if, you know, if they just feel, look disheveled, and now me, trust me, my hair, I need a straightening, you know, treatment done on my hair. My hair is always kind of ratty looking. But if they don't look like they even got dressed up for you and put makeup on or put on deodorant or tied their tie appropriately, if they don't look like they want to be there, if they aren't even smiling and they have that look on their face, you know they're tired. And, yeah, maybe all you care about is getting a refill. But when it comes time to you getting a physical or you dealing with something that's not right, you need to have them at, you know, with your full attention. Now, yesterday I gave a lecture to some of the students on, you know, disgruntled patients and, you know, why patients get mad. And one big thing patients are furious about is having to come into the doctor. They would rather be addressed. You know, they're like, look, why can't you just call me? I save you the trip. You don't have to work as hard. I don't take too much time away from you as a visit or your nurses because all you have to do is call me on the phone and I don't have to spend money. And, you know, unfortunately, doctors don't have time, enough time in the day to call back all their patients. But many times, doctors will do themselves in by being so good with the patients. And this happened to me, where I would sit there, and if I had extra time, I would just sit there and shoot the breeze and put my feet up. And so one thing that happened with me, because I love my patients, I loved it. That was the hardest part about leaving my practice to go teach, is, you know, I really, really bonded with a lot of my patients. But after a while, some of these patients think that they're your favorite. Just like when you date somebody, you think, okay, well, I'm the only one on his mind, and then you turn out, no, you're not. So when it comes to patients, patients would feel that way. So you've been bonding with them for, you know, some time. They're like, wow, they really like me. They really like me. Well, then fine, I could just ask them to call me. And yes, sometimes many of us medical providers will call, check on you, whatever. And I would do that. I'm like, are you feeling better? You're feeling better? Okay, good. I was thinking about you. I'm glad. If I have a good week, that's what I would do. If I had an extra 5 minutes to call a couple patients, I would do that. But the problem is once you do it once, now you're committed. Yeah, well, she called me once. Why won't she call me again? Did she fall out of love with me, so to speak? But I thought I was her favorite. Then you have to have the talk with them where they're not your only patient. And boy, does that hurt. It's like a breakup. They don't like that. Or you have to kind of slowly start doing the, you know, treatment of, all right, well, look, I, you know, you're here. That's wonderful. I'm glad. And then you start becoming more businesslike. Just like in a relationship. It's crazy how that happens. But I can't tell you how a lot of patients did get upset with me because they thought that they were my favorite or my friend. And I did like them a lot. I don't pick favorites, but I do like them a lot. But that doesn't mean I have all the extra time in the world to do extra stuff. I want to treat all patients the same. And I do. I chit-chat and I laugh with everybody the same. Just like with my students. Got to be careful with that, too. I got to make sure students don't think they're my favorite. They'll ask. Students will always ask, am I your favorite? You know? And I'm like, you're all my favorite. You know, or of course you are. But so is blah, blah, blah. You know, you got to be really, really careful. Everybody wants to think that they are the apple of your eye. You know, and you know, even my husband. Am I the love of my husband's life? Probably not. I got to be okay with that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So veterinarians and pet owners across the country are warning that they are seeing a rise in dog flu, canine influenza. So we got flu rampant now in most states, but we also have the dog flu. Pretty crazy stuff. It is a highly contagious disease that can lead to infection. And dog flu has also spread to at least 46 states. Jody Strait told Fox News that in the spring of 2017, she took 7 of her Calibron Australian Shepherds to the Australian Shepherd National Specialty in St. Louis, Missouri. And then her dogs returned home sick. At the time, they thought it was a simple case of canine kennel cough. But within a few days, all of her dogs were fighting for their lives. The virus spread quickly from one of her dogs, Bumblebee, to the other six animals. They had symptoms like coughing and sneezing, lethargy, and decreased appetite and difficulty breathing. Sitting alone with a dog gasping for breath in the middle of the night was horrific. She told the dogs that they owe her nothing. Just please, please keep breathing. Just breathe. I was one of the lucky ones because hers survived. I'm looking at her dogs. They are gorgeous. Oh, her dogs are gorgeous. And they're sitting there with their mommy. They love their mommy. Doggies do love their mommy and their daddy. They're such good doggies. So, scary stuff. After weeks, treatment all recovered. But six out of the seven dogs can no longer compete in shows. One dog, Stinger, has throat issues, and his mother, Bumblebee, has permanent lung disease caused by pneumonia. Again, the number one killer of flu is pneumonia. So she says she carries tremendous guilt that my healthy and happy dogs got sick. Since 2005, we're being told that 2,000 dogs have tested positive for canine influenza. That's assuming somebody decides to, you know, get them tested and reported, etc. That's according to Cornell University. And unlike influenza that impacts humans, canine influenza can happen anytime during the year, passed by direct contact with other dogs, like nasal secretions, contaminated items. You know, there's a chew toy and they share chew toys, etc. So, Dr. Jennifer Bonovich, a veterinarian in South Carolina, says if you notice the signs, get in touch with your veterinarian, knowing that this could be a very serious disease and it could cause severe illness. And hospitalization could cost several thousands of dollars. So a simple blood test could detect the virus within a week. Now, usually with flu, you want to kind of identify it early, but apparently they say they have blood tests within a week they can figure it out. So it's a shame. According to the owner, she said, don't think it can't happen to you. It's really scary. And honestly, the shot is cheaper than a pet bill. So the shot, I'm not exactly sure what shot that they do give. I know there's a influenza vaccine, but in terms of afterwards them getting sick, they may need antibiotics for secondary infections like pneumonia, but there is dog flu vaccine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Also coming from across the pond, we're being told that top NHS hospitals delay chemotherapy for cancer patients. Why? Because they also have a shortage of specialist nurses. According to a leaked memo from Churchill Hospital in Oxford, there is a 40% lack of nurses or a shortage. So that means cutbacks for terminally ill patients and their medical care. They say right now that it would be difficult to maintain the current situation with limited numbers of staff and it is unsustainable. In an internal memo, they say currently we're down 40% on the establishment of nurses on DTU, day treatment unit, and as a consequence, we're having to delay chemotherapy patients' starting times to 4 weeks. Delay start times of chemotherapy. So, we talk about socialized medicine. We talk about these other countries and their healthcare system. And so today, what we're coming across from the UK is they have shortages. They have shortages of GPs, primary care doctors, they have shortages of nurses, specialty nurses. Doctors and nurse shortages is something that we're seeing here in the States. We're already seeing that. Now, does the average American want to wait for their chemotherapy? Does an average American want to be turned away from the ER? No. But they're doing that in the UK. And the patients have to deal with that. Patient wants to go to the A&E or the emergency room for a condition that they're concerned about, and they may be right to be concerned about, but the A&E doesn't think that's that life-threatening a condition. They're going to have to wait. They're going to have to come back maybe weeks from now. They're asking for nothing urgent or non-urgent issues to wait. And then how do you attract more people to the medical field? We were talking about the superintendent and this woman that was arrested because she was mad that the superintendent was getting a raise. And now, mind you, if none of the teachers were getting raises and the teachers are underpaid, I don't blame her for being upset. Okay? But, you know, the things that incentivize people are money. And a job where you're not getting a raise, you're making less money, you're working exorbitant hours, you're being under-respected, and you're putting yourself at risk for getting sick. And many doctors lose their families in terms of relationships. You know, it's something that we don't talk about because nobody really cares about the plight of doctors or medical providers, but you need to know. It's very hard to keep a marriage very hard to keep really good relationships with kids when you're never home. My kids knew that my patients always came first. I didn't want that to be. I told them that wasn't the case. I told them that they came first. No. I was in the office on a Saturday. I would go to the hospital. I would go, the office, my patients, their labs, a call coming in from the answering service regarding a patient always came before the kids. Why the hell would anybody do that in this day and age? Family should come first. But when you're a medical provider and you tell yourself, all right, family's going to come first, no. Okay? Because you know that, you know, the family will always be there. The family will be a constant. Not always the case, but you assume that. My kids will always love me. So I could deal with this patient. I could deal with this potassium, this coumadin level. I could write this prescription. I could call that prescription in. I could go to the office and see that patient. And having patients love you was nice, but it was only temporary. Once they got a bill, they didn't love you. Once they couldn't get their narcotic prescription refilled over the phone, they didn't love you. And so the average doctor feels like crap. They feel like they're underappreciated. Unappreciated, even. And the nurses? Whoa, Nelly, these nurses, oh my gosh. My father lived. Will you thank the doctor for me? Yet who was with the patient for 12 hours every day that week? Every single day. The nurse. Are the nurses getting the credit? Are the nurses getting the gift baskets? Are the nurses getting the pay? Why would somebody, you know, go into nursing for the doctor to get the credit? So, again, I understand that the plight of doctors and nurses and healthcare workers isn't on the top of everybody's minds, but you need to understand why there's not a lot of Americans really, you know, jumping to go to medical school. We talked about medical school. Medical school, it's hard to keep a relationship. I see what my students go through. I remember what my classmates went through. You're smelling a formaldehyde year one. Who wants to have sex with you? Think you're going to keep a husband happy? Stinking of formaldehyde? And no, 2 a.m, I'm going to be with my cadaver dissecting. I'm not going to be home. Then you got kids. Where's mommy? Where's daddy? Then, you know, after your first 2 years of bookwork and boards and studying 36 hours a day, then you're in your third year rotations. Now they've cut the hours where you don't have to do 36-hour shifts. But now you're in the hospital. You're coming home with hepatitis or tuberculosis or, you know, meningitis on your shirts. Don't touch me. Nobody touch me until I take a shower. Clean up. Only for you to have maybe a little bit of time before you have to study because you still have to study in your third and fourth year. Then comes internship. And internship, you are like the dregs of the hospital. You're the dregs of society. You are at the bottom of the bottom under the shoe of, you know, the employees, you know, as an intern. You do all the scut work, you're there the latest, and you should be. If you want to be a good intern, you go home last. You don't go home first. Then you have a couple more years of training with residency, sometimes 5. You know, the average person's not going to want to do that. So how do you incentivize people to go into the medical field? You got to pay them. And with Obamacare, we're making less money. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
On Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And any questions you have or want answered, go to us at drdahlia.com and go to our contact page or reach us out on Facebook or Twitter. American babies are less likely to survive their first year of life than babies in other rich countries. This is a study from the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development. They say infant mortality rates have luckily declined since 1960, including in America, we still have failed to keep up the pace with our other high-income peers, according to a report published in the Journal of Health Affairs. Compared to 19 other OECD or OECD countries, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, U.S. babies were 3 times more likely to die from extreme immaturity and 2.3 times more likely to experience SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Between the year 2001 and 2010, the most recent years for which comparable data is available across the countries. If the U.S. had kept pace with the OECD's overall decline in infant mortality since 1960, that would have resulted in about 300,000 fewer infant deaths in America over the last 50 years. Now, they think the reason why the U.S. has fallen behind is because of our higher poverty rates relative to other developed countries, a relatively, quote, weak social safety net, according to lead author Ashish Thakrar, medical resident at Johns Hopkins. They say the poorer children are, the worse their health outcomes are. So they found poverty among U.S. children had been higher than the 19 comparable OECD countries since the mid-80s. Premature delivery, low birth weights have been consistently associated with poverty. It affects about 20% of U.S. children, the second highest percent among 35 developed nations, according to a 2013 United Nations Children's Fund report. Their team used membership in OECD as a proxy for similar nations. Apparently, they narrowed the group to 19 members, looked at child mortality. Overall, going down, but we still don't seem to be as doing well as the other countries. They say child mortality in the U.S. is defined as deaths of children aged 1 to 19. The numbers in the U.S. are partly driven by gun deaths. They say from 2001 to 2010, 15 to 19-year-olds were 82 times more likely to die from gun violence in the U.S. than in other wealthy countries. They also attribute the higher U.S. child and infant mortality rates to a lack of preventative care. They say the U.S. spends the most on health care per capita. Some of them have stronger public benefit programs. We spend more on health care that's taking care of children that are already sick, but we spend far less money on welfare programs to keep children from becoming sick and on keeping them safe from injuries. So they looked at Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK. All right, so there could be a bunch of arguments. One is, are we doing too much for a premature baby? Do other countries not try to save the 25-weeker? When I was in training, a baby born 26 weeks or earlier wouldn't really make it. Nowadays, these babies are living past 23 weeks in the neonatal ICU. We want them to usually cook within mom's uterus, but if mom has preterm labor or starts giving birth to the baby too early, we have means to keep those babies alive. So I wonder if some of those numbers are that, whereas in other countries, they won't intervene to the degree that we do. And so the baby ends up not being an official baby, an official life. Whereas because we save the baby and we have them in the NICU, and then if they don't make it, then it's counted as an infant death. In terms of preventative care, you would think that with our public school program, kids are getting fed well with school lunches. You think. I don't know if they are. Most kids don't eat the school lunches. You would think they're getting proper exercise. You would think they're getting proper sleep. You would think now that public housing is banning smoking, that these kids are not going to be exposed to smoke. So I don't know what the answer is. You know, childhood poverty is something that we want to be at 0%. Okay? We don't want any of these kids not getting food. Now, we do have WIC. We do have food stamp programs, the CHIP program. We have these programs in place. There are programs designed, and our system is designed to not allow one of our children to starve or one of our children to not get medical care. We have Medicaid. So every child should have, who can't afford it, who's poor, should be on Medicaid. Any mom who's poor should have, most states have, a means for a pregnant woman to get the prenatal care. So that baby is protected. We have all these programs in place for kids. If we're still having an issue, the first thought that comes to my mind is maybe this is being mismanaged. I mean, when I was going to school, the WIC program, and I don't know if it still exists in this manner, was such that when a person who needed to feed their family using government dollars used WIC, there was this milk, they could grab this many bottles of milk, this bread, this food, these groceries. So they could get the groceries. Now, I understand with food stamps that have been around for a while and chip dollars, etc., there's like an account and people buy groceries and they spend, and there's supposed to be a limit on what they can spend and what they can buy. But we're not ensuring that they're getting the milk, they're getting the vegetables, they're getting the balanced food. And it stinks to think that the government has to do that, where, well, okay, well, you spent this much on vegetables, we're only going to get another couple dollars left for vegetables versus this. The government doesn't have time to do that. We don't have the time, the resources to do it. But maybe we need to go back and do it that way, where, okay, if somebody is on food stamps or has kids that are impoverished and of a family that isn't, doesn't have the means to feed their family, then the actual milk, vegetables, meat, dairy is being distributed to them. As opposed to, okay, here's $100 or $200, you go buy groceries. And I understand, as Americans, we want to have our own choices. Okay, we don't want to be mommied. Okay, we don't want to be mandated what to feed our kids. I get that. And, but when it comes to the government dollars, and here we are in these national or global headlines saying we're not feeding our babies right, all right, or, we're having kids, our infants die more than other countries, yet we probably spend more on our impoverished kids than any other country. Where's that money going to? Then let's make sure they get the food. Let's make sure that they get the medical visits. When you come in to get your 10th group of food, your 10th, let's say, week of grocery supplies, child goes to see the doctor or the medical provider, gets a checkup. You see, we don't manage what we're spending correctly. They say we have the highest per capita spending rate on healthcare. Well, what are we spending the money on? If Obamacare administration fees is a part of that, I would say, can we please stop having these robocalls? Or I'm having live people call me because I did not sign up for the exchange. And I'm like, who is paying your government salary, and why is that money going to you when it could be going to healthcare? And if you guys are worried about the jobs, Obamacare created a lot of jobs. We could make a healthcare system, okay, like a go-to system for impoverished people and for, even immigrants, etc., that, aren't citizens. We could have clinics in every city that is staffed by American workers, so we're keeping jobs, have a daycare on site, provide care. We'd be spending our money smarter. But we don't do that. We waste our money. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.